When a leak alarm sounded at any Exxon station in the Mid-Atlantic region, it automatically alerted a call center in Greensboro, North Carolina, operated by an ExxonMobil contractor called Gilvarco Veeder Root. The contractor's technicians, in turn, telephoned another independent company in Connecticut called IPT, which was responsible for dispatching maintenance specialists to Exxon stations. That January morning, in response to the ringing alarm, IPT telephoned Alger Electric, which had a subcontract in the Baltimore area. An Alger truck turned up at the Jacksonville station within 2 hours of the alarm's first bell to diagnose and fix the problem so that the Stordos could begin selling gasoline again. Alger's technicians had learned through experience that leak detector alarms at Exxon stations usually did not go off because there was an actual gasoline leak. The detectors were sensitive devices that could be triggered by any number of causes: a paper jam inside the office, a faulty electrical component, or simply because the station was running out of gasoline. A very big majority of times that Alger was called to Exxon stations to inspect a leak alarm, it turned out that the alarm had been set off by something other than leaking gasoline, David Schanberger, an Alger manager, said later. On January 12th, the Alger technician first checked for evidence that the gasoline delivery driver had overfilled the storage tank, as he had reported to the cashier. There was no evidence of such a spill, however. Then he ran troubleshooting tests on other station equipment. He concluded that a motor in the pumping system was at fault. He unplugged the motor from the leak detector wires, replaced it with a new motor, reconnected it to the leak detector, reset the alarm, and departed. Jacksonville Exxon was back in business, and Alger Electric, the repair contractor, was under the impression that everything was working properly. Russell Bowen had worked for Exxon, and then ExxonMobil, for 37 years. As a territory manager, he worked from his Maryland home and looked after scores of gas stations in his home state, Delaware, the District of Columbia, and Northern Virginia. Bowen lived just 11 miles from Jacksonville Exxon. He had known the Stordo family for many years. On February 16, 2006, about 6 weeks after the morning incident with the ringing leak alarm, he was driving back from a corporate meeting in Fairfax when his cell phone rang. It was Andrea Loyero, the Jacksonville Exxon's manager. "I've got a problem," she said. "I'm missing some gasoline." Bowen asked what she meant. How much was she missing? "About 24,000 gallons," she said. That was a lot, double the capacity of an underground storage tank at the station, and not easy to misplace. Bowen figured that the gasoline was not actually missing physically, but that the problem was probably a faulty meter or a glitch in an inventory computer program. Still, he thought they should be cautious. "Shut everything down," he told Andrea. "I'll come on over there." Bowen had been around the retail gas station business long enough to remember how things were done before all the computers came in. Back in the day, as he put it, each gasoline pump had a meter on it called a totalizer that kept track of how much gas was dispensed to customers. At the end of each day, the station manager would take a reading off of each mechanical pump totalizer and check it against cash register receipts. To complete the inventory check, the manager would grab a dipper stick, go outside, drop it into the underground storage tanks, and measure the level of gasoline to make sure the level conformed with the totalizer readings and the register receipts. A station manager would expect to lose a few gallons here and there because of small spills around the pump and the like, but otherwise he would expect the daily totals to be aligned. It was dark when Russell Bowen arrived in Jacksonville. He first checked the electronic multi-product dispenser totalizer readings. The meters were computerized now, but they still counted up the number of gallons of gas pumped that day. Bowen first wanted to be sure that the measuring device was working properly. He bought a gallon of gasoline, pumped it into his own car, and then rechecked the totalizer to see if the sale had registered. It had. Inside, he found Andrea Loyero in a nervous state. Bowen asked to see her daily inventory records. He saw that Jacksonville Exxon had been posting a negative variance, missing gasoline, on a scale of hundreds of gallons each day since early January. Between January 13th and January 31st alone, 14,501 gallons appeared to be missing. Why had it taken her 6 weeks to notice that so much gasoline seemed to be missing? Had she been failing to undertake her required daily electronic inventory reconciliations? It was just like doing a checkbook, Bowen said later. ExxonMobil rules required station managers to report to the corporation if they experienced significant losses of any grade of gasoline. Loyero seemed agitated and confused about what her daily inventory records showed, how the math worked. Did any leak alarms go off? Bowen asked her. No. The more they talked, the more Andrea Loyero seemed to be bouncing around, thinking out loud about the work that had been done by the Alger electric contractor back in early January. Had that caused the gasoline to go missing somehow? Bowen called to ensure that another contractor was on his way to Jacksonville to start running new tests on the station's equipment. He told Andrea to calm down, think through the events of the last 6 weeks, and write out a chronology that could help them diagnose what had happened. He returned in the morning and found a new contractor had also arrived with metal tanks full of helium gas. The technician drilled quarter-inch holes in the concrete near the multi-product dispenser to inject gas into the ground to search for evidence of leaks in the lines or tank walls through which gasoline might have escaped. About an hour later, he called Bowen. There was a single fluid leak near the station's big underground storage tanks. It was about the size of the holes that the contractor, who happened also to be from Alger Electric, had been drilling during his sump pump repair project back in January.